This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
My friend Herb gave me an empty cigar box one time if there was something I was worried about but couldn't control. He said, write it down and put it in the box. I'd feel better. Well, a business consultancy called the Eurasia Group each year asks its team of political scientists to predict the top things to worry about globally. The list of global risks is out for 2014, and David Gordon, Eurasia's chairman and head of research, is here to share a couple of worries for my cigar box. Mr. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell me about shifting alliances here. The U.S. clearly has a special relationship with Britain. That's not going away. Israel, Japan. But you're looking at another tier of allies, Germany, France, Saudi Arabia, Brazil. What's going on there, you think, this year?
So basically, in 2013, a combination of the Snowden revelations about NSA and the lack of administration ability to go to Congress and get authorization that will be needed to close the big trade negotiations with the Asian states, I think those have led to all of our allies really wondering, where is the U.S. heading? I do think America's alliances are in trouble, and when they get in trouble, countries are likely to try to go their own way, and that's going to cause problems.
Something else on the list of things you would like us and businesses to worry about in 2014, it says strategic data. The growing role of the state in the digital marketplace is shifting, and the role in the internet. What are you talking about? Strategic, like Strategic Air Command?
Well, not exactly, but in the last 5 or 7 years, particularly Silicon Valley and Washington began getting a lot closer. With the Snowden revelations, all of a sudden, the link with Washington has made other countries really nervous about what's going on in cyberspace. So we've taken for granted that the internet is going to be this open, worldwide thing, may actually not be the case over the next several years.
And before we go, is there anything we're worried too much about? You know, because it's also a mistake to worry about the wrong things.
I think while Washington politics is really going to remain sloppy, messy, and unconstructive, we're not going to have any kind of fiscal cliffhangers like we had in 2013. So I think U.S. politics becomes less of a problem for the U.S. recovery.
David Gordon of the Eurasia Group, thank you very much.
Thank you.